Back now with Day to Day, and on this Martin Luther King Day, we've asked Marketplace for a kind of a report card on the economic progress of African Americans. So Steve Tripoli joins us from Marketplace. Steve, welcome back, and it's nearly four decades since Dr. King died. As a group, how have Black Americans done economically in those years?
Well, Alex, the best answer is that a significant group have advanced, but also that a significant group have slid backward. The Black middle class has expanded, and for many African Americans, the education gap that helps a middle class expand is closed or narrowed. But I suspect a lot of Americans would find the overall statistics discouraging.
So two big measures of economic progress, income and wealth. Have African Americans managed to narrow the income gap?
Yes. The short answer is yes, but again, there's a significant hitch. One group that has fully closed the wage gap is college-educated Black women. They earn as much as college-educated white women now. And a new report says that all working Black women, including those who aren't college-educated, are earning about 88% of what white women earn. That's as of the year 2000, and that's up from 82% shortly after Dr. King died. For men, it's not so good. The report says Black men were recently earning 70% of what white men earn, and that's up from 60% in 1970. But the problem there is that the statistic measures what working men earn, and that doesn't count that Black male unemployment and incarceration are both way up since 1970. So here's researcher Petra Todd from the University of Pennsylvania.
So if you ignore that population, then it'll look as if wages are converging because the lowest wage earners are dropping out of the labor force. So the convergence is actually not as encouraging as it would seem just looking at wage statistics.
You know, Alex, Professor Todd says if you average the absence of income in with so many black men, then the overall male wage disparity is almost where it was before the civil rights movement began.
Steve, how about wealth, a measure not of what you're earning but of what you've got? How about there?
Well, the numbers are not so good there either. The Urban League says the average net worth of African-American families is just over $6,000. That's about a tenth the average net worth of white families. Black homeownership is up, and that's an encouraging future wealth indicator, but it's still only 70% the rate of white homeownership.
So maybe the real question is, why do the gaps persist?
Well, you know, Alex, there's controversy over that. The opinions revolve around everything from the roles of racism to family breakup, but I think most everyone can agree that education plays a big role, as it does globally now. African-American families made big economic strides during the 60s and 70s, but since then their relative lack of education has hurt because the kinds of jobs that African-Americans tend to hold are those that are most impacted by stagnating wages and by the global premium on skills. So some progress, yes, but some backsliding as well. By the way, Alex, coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll examine why the super-fast Autobahn highways of Germany may be hitting their speed limits for the first time.
Thank you, Steve Tripoli of the Public Radio Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.